We continue today with lesson number 20 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Gittin. Today we will learn the last Mishnah of the fifth Perek and the first Mishnah of the sixth Perek. Perek Hei Mishnah Tes and Perek Vov Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Tes, being the last Mishnah of Perek Hei, continues with the theme of takonos, especially instituted practices, leniencies, which the Chazal enacted for the purposes of the general welfare of the society, or for the purposes of darchei shalom, of people being able to live together in peace without disputes and without arguments and conflicts. So the Mishnah says, by the way, this Mishnah, as there's many examples of this, of a Mishnah which appears in more than one Maseches, the identical Mishnah. This Mishnah appears also in Maseches Shvi'is. But in our context, what's relevant is that here too, Chazal instituted a leniency or a series of leniencies in order to establish or maintain a harmonious society. Masheles isha lachaverto, a woman can lend her friend, hachashuto al hashvius, even though her friend is suspect of not adhering carefully to the mitzvos of shvius, of shmita. One, for example, one of the laws of Shemitah is that if a person owns a farm or a garden, he must, during the year of Shemitah, he or she, in this case, must declare his field or garden hefker, open to the public. He can't keep it for himself, it's for everyone, communal. Also, there is a zman, a point in time, called the Zman HaBiur. That's the time when the particular fruits or vegetables are no longer available to wild animals. From that point on, a person must be Mevaer, must declare his store room of those vegetables or fruits Hefka for everyone to partake of. If a person conserves or preserves or reserves for herself her peros on the year of Shemitah, then that is improper. So suppose woman number one has a friend, woman number two, and woman number two is chashudo al hashvius. We're concerned this woman is not so careful about the laws of Shemitah. Nevertheless, the woman number one can lend woman number two, nofo, a sieve, S-I-E-V-E, a strainer, which is used to sift flour, uchevora, which is also a type of a strainer, which is used to sift through kernels of grain and to sort out the stones and bits of wood that might get mixed up with the good grain. Berechayim, or a hand mill, a tool which is used to grind wheat into flour, v'tanur, or an oven. And even though these foods are of course used in the preparation of food, and it is quite possible that woman number two in our example will use these tools, use these instruments, for the purposes of the food which she has stored improperly, against the laws of Shemitah, and by woman number one lending her these tools, woman number one is in effect helping woman number two do an avera, a sin, and it is not permitted, as we will learn later in the Mishnah, to help other Jews do sins. Nevertheless, in this instance, Chazal said it's okay for woman number one to lend woman number two, even though woman number two is chashudo al hashvius, these kelim, these tools, these vessels, instruments, whatever, because of darchei shalom. You don't want to have machlokas. Avol lo tavor v'lo titchan imo. But to be actively engaged in the process of food preparation, to actively be engaged in sifting out, if woman number one, to be actively engaged in helping woman number two sift out or sort out or strain out the good fruits, the good kernels of grain from the chaff, from the waste products, or if woman number one actively assists woman number two grind the wheat into flour, in which case woman number one is not only indirectly assisting woman number two do a sin, but she's directly being involved with her in doing the sin, that is not permitted. That far, the Chachamim did not go merely for the purposes of Darchei Sholom. The Mishnah continues. Eishes Chover. A Chover is a person in society who is learned and pious and who is careful with the laws of Ma'asros, of tithing, and with the laws of Tumah v'Tahara. So, however, an Am Ha'oretz is another class of individuals who are either ignorant or lax when it comes to tithing and to being careful about the laws of Tumah. So our Mishnah says that an Eishes Chover, a woman from the former class, the more observant class, Masheles, may lend, this is talking about any year, not just Shemitah, Le'eishes Am Ha'oretz, the Eishes Chover may lend the Eishes Am Ha'oretz, the less pious, less strict, more lax woman, Nofa Uchvoro, a sieve, or a strainer, as we learned before. And others say, even a rechayim or a tanur, even a mill or an oven, some dispute that. Uvoreres vitochenes umarkedes imo. However, here, not only may the woman number one, Eishes Chover, lend to woman number two, Eishes Am Ha'oretz, these various utensils necessary in the preparation of food, not only can she do that, but she can actively be involved in sifting and sorting out the vegetables and the fruits from the pieces of wood and stone, etc. And may actively be involved in the grinding, tochenes, or merakedes, in the sifting of flour with her. The reason being, because in this case, most Amei Ha'oretz, although they are lax and suspect, maybe they did not tithe, but in actual practice, most of them did tithe. And therefore, b'nei darchei shalom, we rely upon the fact that most women from the Am Ha'oretz class do tithe, and we're not concerned that woman number one, the Eishes Chover here, will be misayaya, will be assisting woman number two, the Eishes Am Ha'oretz, in these procedures. Avol mishetatil hamayim. However, once woman number, whichever woman, has already put water into the dough, from that point on, lo tiga imo. Woman number one, the Eishes Chover, should not touch the dough and help in the rolling of the dough. The reason being, because once the water is added to the dough, then the water was machshir. The water prepared the dough to be mekabel tumah. Now the dough is susceptible to tumah. If woman number one in our example, the Eishes Chover, would be involved in helping her roll the dough, then woman number one, the Eishes Chover, will be assisting in the process of being metameh the challah. Because once the dough is rolled, from that point on, the dough is obligated in the mitzvah of challah. The woman must set aside some of that dough for challah for the kohen. If the Eishes Chover and the Eishes Am Ha'oretz is adjudged, is assumed to be tomei, and therefore, when she touches, the Eishes Am Ha'oretz touches the dough, it becomes tomei. If the Eishes Chover is still involved, then the Eishes Chover has assisted the Eishes Am Ha'oretz to render challah tomei, and that's prohibited. So therefore, it is prohibited for the Eishes Chavar to be actively involved in the rolling of the dough. The reason being, and this is the underlying principle here, Lefisha ein machazikin yedei ovrei avero. It is not proper to assist, to support, to facilitate, literally to strengthen the hands of a person who is committing a sin. V'chulon lo amru. In all these leniences we learned about above, that under certain circumstances it's permissible to lend these various utensils to either a woman who is chashuda al hashviyas or to a woman who is an eshes sama'oritz. And in some instances, like by an eshes sama'oritz, it is even permissible to be actively involved in various procedures. The reason why these leniencies were permitted was only elam etnei darche shalom. So there shouldn't be machlokes, there shouldn't be hatred and sinna between these women. The Mishnah continues and says, "Umachazikin yedei goyim bashvius." One can even encourage Gentiles who are working the fields in the land of Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah. A Jew cannot be actively involved in helping him plow or plant or whatever. But if you're passing by a field in Eretz Yisrael and you see a goy working in his fields, his Gentile-owned fields in Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah, one can say to him, "Oh, Zeigebenched, Techezak no Yedeichem, Yashikoyach, Hatzlichu b'maaseichem. I'm wishing you well. Do a good job." Because the goy is not obligated to keep the mitzvah of shvisas haoretz, of letting the land lie fallow during the seventh year. And therefore it's permissible, again, mipnei darche shalom, to say to the goy, "Good morning, do a good job, be successful." Avalo yedei Yisrael. If a Jew is working his field in Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah, you can't say to him, "Oh, hi, gashikoyach, keep up the good work." Because in that, by doing that, you are facilitating, encouraging an over avera, a person who's violating a sin. V'shoalim bishloma. The halacha is that one should always inquire after the well-being of goyim. This is all the time, not only Shemitah. You see a guy, "How are you, sir? How are you doing? How's your wife? How's your family?" etc. Mipnei darche shalom, because we want to get along well with our Gentile neighbors. The Gemara explains that it's obvious that one is allowed to say Shalom Aleichem and inquire after the well-being of a goy. Because we just learned that you can even do that when he's in the process of plowing his field in Eretz Yisrael during Shemitah. So certainly you can go over to him and say, "Good morning, sir, how's it going?" But even in their holidays, even the Chveis on the day of December 25th, or whatever holiday they have, even if this is a holiday which they celebrate because of their idol worship, it's a holiday. Nevertheless, one can say to them, "Ah, good morning, sir. Happy holiday. Hope you're well. Enjoy yourself," etc. All mipnei darche shalom. So we have finished the fifth perek and all of its various interesting takonos. Now, back in the sixth perek, we go back to the laws of shlichus, of designated an agent or a messenger to deliver or to accept a get. We've already learned that there are fundamentally two types of shlichim, two types of messengers when it comes to a get. There is a shliach laholocha, who basically is a delivery boy. He's being sent by the husband to deliver a get to the wife. It's possible, by the way, for a woman to designate a shliach laholocha, for a woman to say to someone, "Go to my husband who lives across the sea and bring the get from him to me. You're a delivery boy." That's a shliach halocha or a shliach havo. However, there's another type of shliach, which is a shliach lekabola. And this is when a woman, a wife, designates a messenger and says, "Please go and receive my get from me." In which case, the shliach is acting in the place of, in the stead of the woman. And once the shliach receives the get, and he is acting on behalf of the woman, at that point the woman is divorced even though she's 1,000 miles away. However, when it comes to a shliach lohoylocha, he is not in the stead of the woman. He's in the stead of the husband. And the get is not a get until he delivers it to the woman. Now, the Mishnah explains various details about these halachos of shliach hoylocha / havo'o. Hoylocha being a delivery boy designated by the husband. Havo being a shliach who is a delivery boy who is designated by the wife to deliver the get, not to accept the get, but to deliver it to her. Versus a shliach likabola who was designated by the woman to accept the get on her behalf. So, ha'omer, if a husband says to a shliach, hiskabel get zeli ishti, accept this get on behalf of my wife. Now the husband does not have the power to do that. Or if he says to her, holech get ze leishti, deliver this get to my wife, which he has the power to do, to deliver it. Either way, whether he says receive it for my wife or deliver it to my wife, either way, the husband only has the power of making this messenger a shliach laholocha, a delivery boy. Therefore, says the Mishnah, im rotzo lachzor, if the husband wants to change his mind and recall the delivery boy before the delivery boy reaches the woman, yachzor, the husband can call him back, can recall him, can change his mind. In other words, the fact that the shliach picked up the get on behalf of the woman does not yet make it the woman, because the woman did not designate him as a shliach. But, ha'isha sha'omra, suppose a woman, a wife, says to the shliach, hiskabel li giti, go and accept my get for me, from my husband, imrotza lachzor, in this case, if the husband wants to change his mind after he has given the get to the shliach, lo yachzor, he can't do that, it's too late. Because once the get reaches the hands of the shliach, the woman is divorced, because the shliach is acting on her behalf. Lefichach, therefore, says the Mishnah, since once the baal, the husband, gives the get to the shliach likabolo, a shliach designated by the wife to receive the get, he can no longer change his mind, and therefore he can only stop the get from going into effect if he refuses to recognize the agency, the designation of this shliach. For example, im omar lo habal, a woman sends Reuven and says, Reuven, go to the south of France and accept a get, my get, from my husband on my behalf. And the shliach goes, knocks on the baal's door, and the baal says, the husband says to him, it is impossible, I veto, I do not allow, I don't recognize you as her shliach likabola. It's not my wish. But rather, you take the get and deliver it to her. I don't want you to be a full-fledged shliach kabola acting mamosh on behalf of my wife. I accept you to be a delivery boy. Take it to her. In which case, he has eradicated, he has canceled the shlichus which she assigned to the shliach, so that he's no longer a shliach kabbalah, and he has reassigned him to a delivery role, to a shliach laholocha role. In which case, if the husband wishes to change his mind in this situation, yachzor, he can, because the delivery boy is only a delivery boy, and the get fact that the get is in his hands does not mean the woman is yet magureshes, yet divorced. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, afho meres, even a woman who says to a shliach, tol li giti, take my get. She doesn't say, be mekabel, accept my get. But she uses rather the word tol, which is derived from netila, take it. Not accept it, but take it, get it. Imrotza lachzor lo yachzor. Because that language too is a designation of Kabbalah. What does that make a difference whether she says receive it, get it, take it? In either of those languages, she is designated him as Shliach Kabbalah, in which case, once the husband gives the Shliach Kabbalah the get, on the spot she is Migureshes, she's divorced, and the husband cannot revoke a valid divorce. And so we have finished lesson number 20.